Country Pop FM.
Bob Almanac takes over. 848. Virtual Neil is here.
Let's do it.
Today's Almanac, the Friday edition, of course. It's a minimal effort, maximum results, Bob Almanac, for a minimal effort, maximum results Friday, July 10th, the 192nd day of the year, 176 left. That's if you count today. We have 175 remaining full days here. We're going to go all the way back to 1040.
Lady Godiva. She found fame and made her name.
A legendary historic event took place on this date in 1040. Lady Godiva rides on horseback through Coventry in the All Together. She goes al fresco, according to legend, to force her husband, the Earl of Mercia, to lower taxes. Hubby, I will show the people the goods if you don't help them with their goods.
Gave her pretty head a shave.
1040, and then of course Peter and Gordon had a good song, Lady Godiva. As a result, we wouldn't have this song without Lady Godiva doing that, according to legend, of course. 1652, England declares war on the Netherlands. You know, the Netherlands were pretty badass back in the day. The Dutch. You know, you think of them, you know, they got their wooden windmills and they're wearing their wooden shoes and kids are putting their fingers in the dike and they're skating up on, you know, the dikes and things. Not in the early days. I tell you what, they were tough and the English had to fight them. On this date, 1652, the first Anglo-Dutch War. I think the Anglos won that one, but it was a tight match. 1900, this date, 1900. We were getting into the 20th century, and one of the most famous logos and trademarks registered on this date with the U.S. Patent Office, it was the RCA Victor logo, his master's voice, the logo of the Victor. At that time, it was not RCA. It was Victor Recording Company, Victor Recording Company. It was Victrola. That's where that comes from. And, of course, the logo is the dog, Nipper, looking, and I presume listening, because it was a gramophone machine with the horn. But I look at that and I go, does the dog need to be that close? I mean, dogs are known for their hearing. You don't have to have an ear right up to the gramophone to be able to hear it if you're a dog. Now, we don't know whether that dog was deaf or not, or was hard of hearing. That's a possibility. His name was Nipper. That was 1900 this date. 1913, the warmest temperature, even to this date, the warmest temperature ever recorded in Fahrenheit, Death Valley, California. You thought the heat was bad the last few days and last week or so, 134 degrees. Again, it's the desert, so the dew point was down. It's a dry heat at 134. You had to feel like you were on the surface of Mercury in Death Valley, California. This date, 1923. That was 1913, the temperature, 1923, hailstones that weighed in at 2 pounds. I thought meatball-sized hailstones were big. These are 2-pound hailstones, bigger than softballs. And the tragic part of this is it killed 23 people and many cattle in Russia, Rostov, Russia, on this date, 1923. 1929, do you like the size of the money that we have now that might be in your wallet or your purse? Well, we went to that size of money, 1929. Before that, it was like banner size. You had to roll it up just to get it into the vehicle or into your buckboard or covered wagon. We finally got down to a manageable paper money size. This date in 1929. 1938, newsreel.
Howard Hughes outdoes Jules Verne's wildest dreams. Around the world from New York to New York in 4 days. New aviation history is written when this Lockheed monoplane returns swiftly and safely with its crew of four. A real sportsman, a daring aviator.
Millionaire Howard Hughes completed his flight around the world. It took 91 hours. What's fun about that, one of his stops was in Minneapolis. He actually did stop in Minneapolis. What year was it? 1938. 1938, the Howard Hughes trip around the globe.
And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. day, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Bobby Gentry, who was from Chickasaw County, Mississippi, and a great storyteller. She also wrote Fancy, which is a very good story song. This is a top five story song for me.
Never had a lick of sense.
Bobby Gentry recorded this song, Ode to Billy Joe, 1967. 1989 in the news.
What's up, Doc? And that's all, folks. Lines made famous by Mel Blanc. Yesterday, Blanc died of heart disease. He was 81.
Mel Blanc died on this date. He is dead. He was a great voice. And, you know, you think of him as the voice of all those great Warner Brothers characters. Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig. But, you know, he did Foghorn Leghorn, of course, is fabulous. But he did Barney Rubble for a while on the Flintstones, and he did Mr. Spacely.
Now get out before I lose my temper! Fired!
Now wait a minute.
So George Jetson was literally fired by Mel Blanc, which is kind of cool. That's something that George Jetson can put in his hat. Do they have hats in the Jetsons' time? But Mel Blanc dead at the age of 81 on this date, 1989, man of a thousand voices, of course. 1997, also in the news.
Joe Camel will be given a life sentence and put away forever.
The bill gives the FDA the power to restrict cigarette ingredients it deems hazardous.
There was a time that Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone could sell cigarettes. They had Joe Camel selling cigarettes. Well, on this date, 1997, RGR Nabisco, because there was public pressure and Congress was getting in on it as well, they announced plans to replace the cartoon character Joe Camel in its new tobacco ads. The Joe Camel character also resembled something else that was quite controversial as well. So a lot of people were glad to see Joe Camel go. And it's because of that legislation that you don't see SpongeBob SquarePants selling smokes. Although if you live under the sea, can you smoke? You know, I don't think so. But anyway, 1997, just thinking out loud here, as we like to do on the Almanac. And then 1999, this happened.
Go!
The famous goal, the famous game, and this is the one I think that started the whole thing, started the dynasty for the U.S. women's soccer team, the national team. Winning the 1999 World Cup, the goalie was from Anoka. They beat China. It was an exciting 0-0 finish in regulation. Then they went into penalty kicks. And that's when the U.S. picked up the victory. And it was at the Rose Bowl. So there were well over 100,000 people there in Pasadena. That was, believe it or not, now 21 years ago. Birthdays.
I want to do it again. Just do it in the morning. Sweet peas in the summertime.
The prominent voice of the Staples Singers, Mavis Staples, is 81. This song, Let's Do It Again, was from a movie called Let's Do It Again, where Jimmy Walker, J.J. Evans from Good Times, played a boxer.
Just get good.
I never saw that movie. Bill Cosby's in it, Sidney Poitier. Jimmy Walker as a boxer. It's kind of hard to believe, but if anybody's going to make us believe that, it would be Sidney Poitier. So Mavis Staples is 81. If you're a fan of that show, The Misadventures of Sheriff Lobo,
there is a man, the
TV theme time.
What is
yes,
right.
It is, Virtual Neil. It's TV theme time, and it's Frankie Lane singing the theme to Sheriff Lobo.
Sheriff Lobo.
Claude Akins and the bumbling deputy. Any show worth its salt and its weight in gold has a bumbling deputy or two, maybe two. Dukes of Hazzard certainly had more than one. You had your Cletus. So Enos was the actual sheriff. So he had Cletus and he had Enos. Barney Fife, he bumbled a time or two. So the guy who played Perkins, the bumbling, somewhat rotund deputy on Sheriff Lobo, he's 80 today. Born on this date, 1940. Oh, more TV gold here.
You should join the Mounties, Frank. If you treated your horse the way you treat your motorcycle, at least he could fight back.
Sergeant Gutierrez from Chips Ponch and John would drive him crazy, would they not? Robert Pine is 79. He's the father of Chris Pine, who was the new Captain Kirk and is now Steve Trevor in the Wonder Woman universe. Robert Pine, 79.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
His age rhymes with his name. How convenient.
Illinois Central, Monday morning.
You don't have to write a script when you got this stuff coming at you.
15 cars.
So Arlo Guthrie, folk singer, son of Woody, 73. More music. Greg Kinn. Jeopardy, Greg Kinn, the Greg Kinn Band. We wouldn't have had Weird Al's version, I Lost on Jeopardy, and the great Don Pardo cameo without this song. Greg Kinn, 71. They called him the Hawk. He was, at a time, one of the most feared long ball hitters in all of Major League Baseball. Andre Dawson, 66.
Rub-a-dubbing in my tub. He's sleeping in my bed. He's watching my TV.
Country music is represented today on the Almanac.
He thinks he's got a...
Ken Mellons.
Right down to a T.
55.
But he's just the next ex my old used to be.
We'll feature a Ken Mellons song coming up during the Almanac. Won't be that one, though. Gary LaVox, another guy.
Sometimes, everybody, are you with me? Let that eagle cool and mark your peace.
So if I'm going to have a Ken Mellons song in the Almanac, what do we call that thing where we play a lot of songs in a row and we kick off our no-repeat workday? It's a Bobathon. If I play Ken Mellons, I'm going to have to play Gary LaVox. Translate it to The Vox. He's 50 today. Can you believe that? 50 for the lead singer of Rascal Flatts. He's 50. Almost 50. 2 years away. Sofia Vergara.
Whoa. What's all that about? You mad at me or something?
I don't know. Did you do something to make me mad? Because then I am. But if you didn't, then I am not.
I didn't do anything.
Then I am not mad.
She was Glory on Modern Family. That show just ended, after 10 or 11 years. And she was the spice that really made that show go. They had all kinds of good characters. She was one of them right at the top. Sofia Vergara is 48. She was also in this movie.
Come on now, who's going to do it, huh? Who the man here, huh? Which one of you tough guys gonna do it? Who's gonna take on the champ? You, Johnny?
That's one of my favorite movies, Four Brothers. You know who's gonna beat up Victor Sweet? It's gonna be Mark Wahlberg. It's gonna be Bobby Mercer. Have you seen the guns on Mark Wahlberg in this movie? Victor Sweet doesn't have a chance. That's from Four Brothers. He also was in 12 Years a Slave, and he's got a tough name, so I got to really take it slow. It's Chiwetel Ejiofor, 43 today, and Jessica Simpson, who has done some acting, and she's a competent singer. You know, she's had hits, but when it comes to audio for Jessica Simpson, it always comes down to this.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken. By the sea.
And Nick Lachey, who's nowhere near an engineer or a rocket scientist, even he can't believe it.
What?
Jessica Simpson, Daisy Duke in the movie, 40 today. Neil, are you ready for the Gons but Not Forgottens? It's been a
I'm ready, Jim.
You know, we worked virtual Neil very, very hard all week long, so we're kind of giving him today off. Limited use of virtual Neil here today, and it's a good buffer between virtual Neil and real Neil, so we don't confuse the two. Brewery founder, he's given us a lot of beer. Bush Light, I mean the list, obviously Budweiser, Michelob Golden Draft Light, most popular beer in Minnesota. Thank you, Adolphus. 1839. His name's on a lot of things these days. Tesla, Nikola Tesla. He was in favor of alternating current. Edison was in favor of direct current. They locked heads. AC/DC, that's where they get their name from, the band. Tesla would have been an outstanding engineer for AC/DC, setting up their sound equipment. Nikola Tesla, 1856. He was one of my favorite newsmen.
Bulldozers cut a hole through the Berlin Wall.
and border guards standing on the two sides reached through the opening between east and west and shook hands. People standing and watching this shouted, sang, laughed, and cried.
They cried when they saw David Hasselhoff. Why is he here? David Brinkley, 1920, gone but not forgotten. It's David Brinkley and Hugh Downs for me all day long, and we lost Hugh Downs last week. I don't know if we missed it. It was on a day that we didn't do an almanac or something, but we missed an almanac salute on Hugh Downs. This is 2020. Eunice Kennedy Shriver, 1921, founder of the Special Olympics and the sister of President John F. Kennedy and Robert and Ted Kennedy, 1921. Let's hear what Herman Munster has to say.
The lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short or fat or thin or ugly or handsome like your father. You can be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. What does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character.
Herman Munster knew. Those are words we need to hear. And when the conversation of great TV dads comes up, Hugh Beaumont, Ward Cleaver, Mike Brady, some of these guys, Seaver, played by Alan Thicke, why isn't Herman Munster, Fred Gwynn, in that conversation? He should be. See what he had to deal with? And his head was flat at the same time. Fred Gwynn, 1926, his appearance in My Cousin Vinny as the judge is also classic, too. Hair metal, Ronnie James Dio.
Do your demons, do they ever let you go?
Good song to do air guitar to. 1942 for Ronnie James Dio, tennis great Arthur Ashe. I believe the first black man to win was Wimbledon or U.S. Open. Of course, Arthur Ashe, where the U.S. Open is played now. That's the Arthur Ashe Stadium and Tennis Village and area. Arthur Ashe, 1943. Let's go to Barney Miller's office.
I think you can still function?
Hey, sharp as a tack.
Right.
They're eating brownies.
Get these things, have them analyzed. Fast, Nick. Not that way!
I think you got hash in them, Barney.
Hash?
From the way that I feel.
He was Detective Harris. We just lost him here recently. On Barney Miller, you could tell what season Barney Miller was in by the width of their ties. They just got wider and wider and wider there during the 70s. Ron Glass is 1945, and because it was such a big hit yesterday, I got tremendous response.
Do you have any saloons down there?
Well, that I don't know.
Has that bum ever smoked a cigar?
I doubt it.
How many cases of beer a day does he drink?
I wouldn't even venture.
Does he do the polka?
I doubt that, too.
How can he call himself the Crusher? I've been hit with bar stools, bar rags, barmaids, spit tunes. I've been brought up in a saloon of Milwaukee. These are my kind of fights.
I got calls and emails. It's just amazing the impact that AWA and All-Star Wrestling had on this market. It is amazing. And there he is, the Crusher. It's not his birthday today, but it is tomorrow. The one, the only, the man who made Milwaukee famous, the man with the million megaton biceps, Reginald Lisowski, the only Crusher. Other people use the name, but he's the only one. 1926. He was born tomorrow, July 11th, 1926. Now, Neil, they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
But not forgotten. I hope you enjoyed that. We will have a Rascal Flatts song and a Ken Mellon song to celebrate those birthdays coming up. I'll be here for the All Request Lunch Hour, noon to one. Please, don't do anything with that knob. Don't touch it. Just keep that knob. Yeah, don't touch it. You know where that knob's been. All right? Just keep your knob on Bob all day long. It's Friday.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.